Baseball is sometimes called the game of poets. But what do most poets know about ERAs, Ks, and 4-3 putouts? Baseball is a game of statistics, old ones like RBIs and newer ones like aggregate SLG. Now, in recent years, stats have become even more important. Billy Beane's Oakland A's, most prominently, with one of baseball's lowest payrolls, looks for players with statistics that make them often overlooked by the richer clubs. Our math guy, Keith Devlin, joins us now from the studios of Stanford University, not altogether far from where the A's play. Keith, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, Scott, nice to be here.
In your case, was it a passion for math that brought you to baseball rather than vice versa?
Yeah, I may be one of the few people in the world who made the trip from math to baseball. In fact, I know that lots of my mathematical colleagues actually got hooked on mathematics through working with box scores when they were watching baseball as young kids.
Are we talking about statistics as a division of mathematics when we talk about baseball stats?
Yeah, you know, there's really two kinds of statistics. There's what statisticians call little s statistics, which is actually collecting numbers and working out averages, the box scores kind of stuff. Big S statistics is taking those little s statistics, those numbers, and applying mathematical techniques, often sophisticated mathematical techniques, in order to get information to help you make decisions. Decisions like who to hire or fire, what game plays to adopt, and so forth. For example, you can analyze statistically whether or not there is such a thing as a clutch hitter. If you run the numbers, you perform the biggest statistical analysis, you will prove without a shadow of a doubt that there's no such thing. That's just a mirage. It's in the mind of the spectator. There is actually no such thing as a clutch hitter because the biggest statistics proves it without a shadow of a doubt.
You've taken a look at batting averages?
Yeah, I have. And in fact, first of all, I think it's now widely accepted that batting averages are one of the worst guides to performance that there is. They really are very poor. Slugging percentages is much better. On-base percentage is certainly much better. Mm-hmm. The only reason we have batting averages is that an Englishman called Henry Chadwick, who's sometimes known as the father of baseball, who was a sports writer back in the 19th century, did a lot of writing about statistics. He wasn't very mathematical. He took to batting average like a duck to water. And through his writings, he really foisted that on the nation. And so I think we're now stuck with talking about three people as 300 hitters and so forth. The statistical analysis shows there's really no correlation between the batting averages and winning and losing games.
Mm-hmm. Slugging percentage is something that more people are taking a look at in recent years. And that's somebody getting a hit with someone else on base.
Right, that's where you actually, if it's a single, you count it for one. If it's a double, you count it for two. And you take account of what's going on. The argument against that is it actually weights it too much. It goes too far in the other way. The batting average is really just, it misses all of the extra stuff, all the extra base hits. Slugging percentage goes too far the other way. On-base percentage is better. If you add the two together, on-base and slugging, you get a really pretty good figure that correlates well with winning and losing, which is what it's all about.
Oh, boy, I'm glad to hear you. Winning and losing, that's what it's all about. You do hold an American passport now, don't you, Keith?
Oh, you bet. Oh, yeah, I like to be on the winning side.
Do you enjoy baseball more, having your head for numbers?
I think I probably do. In fact, I think I enjoy everything in life better for having a head for numbers. That often strikes people as surprising, and they think that if you reduce things to numbers, which is their description, not mine, then you're taking away the beauty. The way I look at it is I see the beauty, and knowing the numbers, I can add to the beauty by seeing hidden patterns that you can't see with your eyes, but you can realize within the mind. So I think I maybe get maybe even a little bit extra out of it, even though I didn't grow up with the game as most of my friends and colleagues in the US did.
Okay, Keith, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott.
Keith Devlin is Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information. So glad to know that information includes baseball at Stanford University. Before we go, Keith, Ryan Roberts, a man who helps us out on these conversations with you out at Stanford, has just had a serious injury. He's in the hospital, and we all wish him a speedy recovery. Hope he's feeling better soon.
That's very nice, Scott. Thank you.